Welcome to One in Christ, where the radiant story of Jesus come to life.
Good morning again.
弟兄姊妹早。
You see me a lot because John is out of town today.
今天你们看到很多次，因为约翰牧师今天在出城。
We're excited to announce that we are going to start a new series starting this Sunday today.
从这礼拜天我们开始一个新的一个系列。
The series is the book of Genesis.
从创世纪开始的新的系列。
Genesis has 50 chapters.
创世纪有50章。
If we do that one chapter a week, it's going to be a whole year.
如果一周一章，我们可以用一年。
So we are not going to do that. Some of the chapters will be combined together. So we're talking about the 25 to 30. Sermons.
有些章节我们会合并在一起，因为长度的关系，所以我们大概会有25到30个主日的讲道在这里。
Why are we doing Genesis?
为什么会用创世纪呢？
Everything comes from Genesis.
因为整本圣经都从创世纪开始。
That's the origins of everything.
而且是万物的起源。
You, the world, and the nature.And the relationship and the destiny, everything comes from the book of Genesis.
人类的起源，万物的起源，还有我们关系的起源，都从圣经的创世纪开始。
It's the book that is very relevant for us as well.
是与我们息息相关的一本书。
And when we ask the questions, what are we here for? Where are we coming from? Where are we going? All those questions people have to ask or try to answer.At a certain point of your life,
我们每个人人生当中都会在探讨人生意义的时候。
Otherwise, you won't be able to. You will get confused and frustrated, and when you live, if you don't have the answers to those questions.
如果你没有这些人生意义和目的的答案，我们就会活得没有方向。
The answers to those questions will determine the quality of your life as well.
那这些问题的答案会决定我们生命的这样子的质量。
If there's no hope.There's no future, there's no purpose. Why don't we just, you know, play video games and die?
如果没有未来，如果没有盼望，如果没有目的，那我们就玩玩手游、桌游，我们就死掉了就好了。
Yeah, what's the purpose of life?
人生的意义是什么？
So, hopefully, when we talk about the book of Genesis, we are going to slowly but surely address those questions because it's all in there.
所以如果我们从创世纪开始的时候，我们会把这些问题的答案能够得到。
So today,We're going to go through chapter 1 and up to chapter 2, verse 3. I'm not going to read all that, but I'm going to read some of the text, then we're going to preach out of it.
那我们今天会从创世纪一章一节到二章三节开始。
Let me read chapter 1, verse 1 to 8, and then we're going to jump all the way to chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 1 to 3.Because if you ever read the book chapter 1 of Genesis, there's a lot of repetitions. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. There's a lot of repetitions. So I'm just going to pick selected text. If you have your Bible, you can read yourself. It's fascinating, I'm just saying.
那鼓励大家自己翻开自己的圣经。那因为有许多重复的地方，我们今天从一章一到八节，还有二章一到三节来思考。
Let me read on chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. I believe the Chinese version is up there, so someone can pull it up. I don't know how to use this thing. What is this? Okay, all right. So Genesis 1, 1 to 8, 2, 1 to 3. So I'm not going to use that to control it. Someone over there can help me just to put it through. I'm going to read in English. You can watch them in Mandarin.Up in the screen.
So, 牧师会用英文读这个经节，然后中文的弟兄姊妹可以看讲台上 PPT。
Chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good.And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, Let there be expanse in the midst of the waters. and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called expanse heaven, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Thus the heavens and earth was finished, and all the hosts of them, and on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father,
天父,
oh, we are so glad that you bring us all the way back to the beginning.
何等喜乐你把我们一起带到这个起初。
Show us who you are.
彰显你自己的身份,
and the magnificent work that you have done.
还有你荣耀的工作。
Oh Lord, I pray that your Spirit, as the Spirit of God hovering on the darkness, hovering over us, so that we can be lightened, so that we can see you, we can see your work, we can see us, so that we know who we are, who you are, and what are we doing here.
主啊，就如这神的灵运行在水面当水面上的样子，从你的灵一样运行在我们当中，让我们能够真知道你是谁。
Bless us the next hour or two, so that we can love you and follow you.
保守我们接下来的时间，让我们可以好好的跟随你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So 4 points actually today we are going to talk about. The one is basically quickly go through the creation process.
那今天我们会讲四个点，然后这四个点我们会很快的过这个神的创造的这个过程。
And the second is who is God? So through all the creation narrative, what does that show who God is? Second, what does the show world is? Third, what does the show, who does the show who we are? What does the show who we are? So the God, the world, and us.
所以我们今天会讲到几个点。第一个是神是谁，我们是谁，然后世界是怎么样子的。
Yeah, if you take a look at the creation process from chapter 1, you're going to see a lot of verses has been repeated many times, many, many times.
那如果我们看这个经文的话，我们看到很多神创造的细节被不断的重复。
What's the word that's been repeated the most?
那最常重复的字是哪一个部分呢？
God.
是神。
He's been repeated 35 times in 34 verses.
在这34节里面出现了35次。
So, God, the word, Elohim, that's the word. It's not need to be proven. That need not be shown. It's just assumed. From the very beginning, boom, that word comes.
所以神这个字，这个概念，这个存在是在起初就假设的一个存在。
It's there already.
已经在那里了。
From the very beginning, before the time, there is a being called God.
在时间开始之前就有一个存在，就是上帝。
It's dominating and it's overshadowing everything. Nothing happens unless he makes it happen.
这是一切东西的起因。
Nothing is made except by him. It's the Latin word called ex nihilo. It's created out of nothing. Is that right, Latin teacher?
所以有一个字叫 ex nihilo?
Yeah.
就是上帝是万物的一个起因的开始。
Someone asked me this question many times. I don't know if you've been asking. Oh, if God created everything, who created God?
我不知道大家有没有问过一个问题，就是如果上帝创造了万物，那谁创造了上帝？
Sounds very smart, but whatever you call that being created, it's not God.
但是其实你如果去想一想，这个听起来很聪明的一个问题，但请你去想一想，如果是被创造的东西，那就已经不是上帝。
Biblically, by definition, God is the being who creates.
从圣经上的,
not being created.
从圣经上的定义，上帝就是创造者，而不是受造物。
So that's the one word. God comes from the very beginning. We're gonna come back to this concept after we're done with the creation process. So the one word that's been repeated many times is one word, God.
所以这一层讲的一个重点就是一个字不断的重复，就是上帝神。
The second thing that comes to you right jumping out of the text right in front of you is the Spirit of God and the Word of God.
那接下来我们看到两个在我们眼前出现的，就是神的灵还有神的话。
See verse 2, do you see that? That's the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And all the way to verse 3, then God said, so the Spirit of God and the Word of God.
所以第二节我们看到神的灵运行在水面上，所以神的灵，那接下来神的话，神的道，神说。
So from the very beginning, the Spirit of God and Word of God are together to engage the creation process.
所以从一开始神、神的灵、神的话就在一起来创造这个世界。
The Spirit of God and the Word of God is always together in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
不管在旧约还是新约里，神的道和神的灵都是在一起。
We are told to be filled by the Spirit, and we are told to be filled by the Word.
我们常被提醒，我们要被圣灵充满，也要有神的话语在我们里面。
If you want to know the reference, Ephesians 5:18 and Colossians 3:16, filled by the Spirit, filled by the Word.
所以在以弗所书和哥罗西书都讲到，我们要被圣灵充满，也要被神的话给充满。
And you are born again by the Spirit and born again by the Word.
然后我们也是靠着灵重生，我们也是。
So from the very beginning, verse 2 and verse 3, you have the two working together to engage the creation, and those two work together to engage the re-creation, meaning born again.
我们起初就看到神的灵和神的道在创造的开始就在那里。那人在重生的时候，神的灵和神的道也在那里。
The word is very interesting. When you say a word, say, Dave asked me to turn out the light. Dave said, turn out the light. The light is still there. So his word with the intention, but with no action. We call it empty word, unless someone go there to turn off the light, right? That's the word of human beings. But when God says something, let there be light, it was light. So his word is an action. It's not just the intention.Is an action itself.
一般人的话只表达人的企图，比如说我说了一句话，然后但是事情不一定会发生。但是上帝的话语与上帝的行动总是连接在一起，所以不只是个企图，上帝说就成了。
So when we always say, "Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit," the power of the Holy Spirit comes from where? From the Word of God. It's not like a mystical kind of a power that sent upon you. No, the power of the Spirit comes from the power of God, the Word of God, because the Word of God is action.
所以我们知道，既然神的话、神的道就是带出一个行动、带出一个结果的，那我们知道，我们常说圣灵的能力，其实圣灵的能力就是从神的话语而出来的。
So this is the concept that I just want to present in front of you. Don't separate the Spirit of God from the Word of God. They should be all together.If you focus too much on the Word of God without the Spirit, you basically become rational, you become cold, you become very scholastic and very intellectual, but no power. But if you focus on the power of the Spirit of God only, you tend to be more emotional, mystical, and without really rationality. So don't separate them two.
所以神的话语与神的灵不应该被分开。没有一个人可以只专，我们不应该只专注一个过于另外一个。如果你只专注于神的话语、神的道，那我们就只专注于这所谓思想上的东西，那是没有能力的。但是如果我们只专注在圣灵的时候，我们却没有神的话语在那边支持的话，会变成一个很神秘、很情感性的一个表达。
Right. Then the third thing that's being repeated in the narrative, a creation narrative, is good. Right. God said, "It was good. It was good."And after he created human beings, he said it was very good. So the benediction, that's the third thing. Good.
所以第三个讲到是神对他的创造物的祝福，就是他看到这些东西的时候，他说好好，然后在人类的时候，他说甚好。
When we talk about the world, we're going to come back to this point again. The creation is good. It's not like we try to reject the material world just trying to be spiritual. No. God's creation is good.
那我们也要讲到，我们之后会提到，就是神物质创造的这个世界是良善的，并不是说我们就要拒绝，觉得这个物质是不好的。上帝所创造的都是好的。
The fourth thing is the creation is in orderly.
那最后要讲到的是，神的创造是有次序的。
Light is separated from the darkness.
光与黑暗是分开的。
Sky is separated from the water.
天与海水是分开的。
The earth is from the sea. That's day one, day two, and day three. So God is doing that in the great pattern. Then the day one, day two, and day three, He basically set up all the frame. You got the heavens, you got the water, you got the land. And day four, five, and six,He's putting all those things in there. The light is controlling, the overruling, ruling over the darkness on day four. And at day five, he's putting all the animals in. You got to put a fish in the sea. And at day six, he's putting animals on the land. And at day six, he created human beings. So basically, day one, two, three, you got to set up the frame. Day four, five, six, they fill them up.
所以在第一天到第三天的创造当中，上帝是设立一个框架，造天、造海水、造地。那第四到第六天，上帝在天上放了亮光，在水里放着水里的动物，然后在地上也放了地上的动物，还有人类。所以这个是一个有次有序的一个创造跟设计。
Yeah, one of the words keep coming back is the separate. Separate this from that. Separate this from that, and made them and created them according to their class.According to their kinds, basically.
所以我们不断的看到，上帝的创造是有次有序，他是把都这些东西分隔分开来的，黑跟亮是分开的。那我们也看到，上帝创造物种的时候是各从其类的。
He's a God of a cosmos. He's not a God of a chaos. Just the two words he's putting together. He's just orderly God.
所以他是一个宇宙万物的上帝，而不是他是一个受造的这个有框架条理的这个宇宙的上帝，而不是一个混乱的上帝。
So this slide basically gave you that I just told you day one and two and three, he set up the kingdom, the realm, if you will, set up the kingdom, and the day four and five and six, he bring all the kings or the rulers into the kingdom. For example, day four, the lights is to govern the light and the dark, and the creatures to fill.Or don't dominate sea and sky on day five. Day six, of course, you have human beings to subdue and rule over all the creation. So you got the kingdom and you got the kings.
So from here, we can see 1 to 3 days, 上帝是创造一个国度，就是一个领域。然后4 to 6 days, 上帝创造是这些领域的掌权者。所以看到光与黑暗，上帝就造了光，掌管黑暗。看到第二天是海与天空，上帝造了动物充满，然后陆地上上帝造了人。
You can see the order right there. The natures created by God, they are being ruled by the live animals, the fish, the animals, the crocodiles, and everything. So the natures are being ruled by them, and we are ruling them.And we are ruled by God. So you got a nature, you got an animal, you got a human being, and you got God. So that's the order that's presented in the creation narrative.
所以在神创造的这段故事里面，我们其实看到的是上帝创造了次序。那这些次序后面有管理这些次序的权柄。那这些管理次序的权柄后面还有上帝来管理这些权柄。
So basically, these four words have been repeated many times that give us.Help us to look at what the creation narrative is all about. So you got God in there, you got a spirit and word of God in there, and God said it's good, and God says the creation is good. And the order is like this. So that's a creation, day one, two, three, four, five, six. And God said, everything's great, I have nothing to do, I can rest on day seven. So that's basically the creation narrative. That's my first point.
所以在这个创造的这个故事当中呢，其实有几个大点。第一个是上帝这个词，然后上帝的灵和上帝的道，然后第三个是上帝所创造的是善的，是好的，然后第四个讲到是他有次序。
All right, if we are going like this speed, we're going to go through Genesis very quickly. So that's my first point. The second point is God. What does the creation narrative show us who God is?
那第二点，我们看到神的创造怎么样告诉我们神是谁呢
？God, this word has been abused many, many times in Eastern religion, Western religion, New Age movement. Everybody can talk about God.
世界各地的宗教总是爱讨论神这个概念。
Everybody actually means different things.
每个人都有不同想法。
People say God is like a supernatural force, God is like a mother nature, God is like a kind of a mystical power. Anything could be used to describe God. But what about the Bible?
那人常常把很多错误的一些观念，比如说原力或者各样的东西来形容上帝，但是圣经上怎么形容上帝呢？
So the first thing that you can see is very, very clear is that God is a personal God. It's not just a force.It's not a unliving thing. It's a personal God. Why do I say that? Because this God speaks, this God plans, this God sees, this God evaluates, this God enjoys. Did you see that in the creation narrative? God is very much involved in the creation.
所以我们从上帝的创造当中，我们其实看到上帝不是一个没有生命的一股力量，而是一个有位格的一个存在。
And he is distinct from all the creation itself.
然后他与他的受造物也是分开的。
It's very clear that God is not part of the creation. The creation is not part of God. There's a huge, you know, distinction between them.
所以我们知道创造者上帝跟他的受造物是完全不融合的。
So the Eastern religion is saying that God is everywhere. God is everything. It's a pantheistic way of looking at God. Is, I don't care if you believe that. It's at least it's not biblical. So when people, I'm just putting the side note in there. When I talk to people about the Christian God, when I talk about God with someone who is not a Christian, I mean, they say, I don't believe in God. I say, what do you mean by God?Then they start talking about this force and, you know, pantheistic way of looking at God. I said, I don't believe in God either, the God that you describe. I don't believe in that God either. Because biblically, God is a God who is personal and God's creator.
所以在东方的宗教里面，其实人常常会有一个所谓的泛神论的概念，就认为神是在所有的东西里面，在所有的创造物里面，然后甚至说神是一股力量。那所以当我跟人传福音的时候，他们说我不相信上帝，我会问他说，你说的这个上帝是什么样的概念？他们用这些方式形容的时候，我会说，你所形容的这个上帝也不是我相信的上帝。
So it's a personal God. He speaks, he talks, he evaluates, and he enjoys. It's a personal God. How do you get a relationship with a personal God?
那既然这个上帝他是一个有位格，是说话，是有思想的上帝，那你怎么跟这个上帝建立关系呢？
It's not through the mystical force.
并不是透过一个所谓的原力。
It's basically the same thing as you know everybody around here.
就跟我们其实跟人认识一样的。
If I want to know Jay, I don't just get the resume of Jay, start meditating on it. No, you talk to him, right? He speaks, he talks, He's mad, he's emotional. He's a full-blown human being. It's a person. It's a person right there. If you want to know this person, communicate with him.
那 就像我如果想认识宋弟兄，我想认识这个人，我就需要跟他沟通，去跟他建立关系。那跟上帝也是这样子。
If God is personal, he speaks to us through his word by his spirit. We can communicate back two ways.He talks to me through his word and talks to him through his prayer. So that's how we communicate with God. Not like you meditate on just on some kind of unliving force.
所以就如上帝他跟我们说话的时候是透过他的话语，透过他的灵，我们也可以跟上帝透过我们的灵，透过我们的话跟上帝祷告，跟上帝交流。
So personal God.
所以上帝是个有位格可以建立关系的上帝。
So all of a sudden, the biblical God,It's totally, we are talking about different ball game now. It's not only not on the same page with other gods, it's not even the same book.
所以圣经上所讲的上帝与其他宗教信仰的上帝是完全不一样的。
That's the first thing, the personal God. And the second thing is only God.
那第二个要说的，他是独一的神。
In all the creation narratives, there's no other deities at all mentioned whatsoever.It's not like Zeus versus this god, that god. They put them all together and they have a conference and they have a creation and all the gods are fighting each other. No, 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 no. Only God, one God.
所以在圣经的这个创造的记载当中， 我们从头到尾看到只有一位神，不像其他宗教信仰有不同的神明彼此打架彼此讨论，但是在圣经里面就是一位神。
So if the first one basically rejected the pantheist, this one, the only God, reject the polytheist.
所以这个圣经上的这个上帝，他不是一个泛神论的上帝，也不是个多神论的上帝。
Day three, day four to six, and basically talking about the rulers that could be become the those day three, day four, five, six, we just talk about the we call it the kings, the animals, the human beings.Have the dominion over the creation. If you elevate their status from their creation status, creature status, all the way to the creation status, you're going to engage in idolatry very quickly.
所以我们看到在第四到第六天讲到的上帝创造的还有一个秩序是有掌管者掌权者来管理上帝的创造。那如果我们把这个上帝的创造变成了敬拜的对象的时候，我们就看到偶像就开始出现了。
So that's the second point. Only God is God. Everything else is not God.
所以只有上帝是上帝，其他他所创造的东西都不是上帝。
That's the second thing. And the third thing is sovereignty of God. He's a God who has a power overall. It's not like God is, you know, have a power in your kitchen, have power not in the living room. No. God is a God who has a power.Overall, the sovereignty of God.
那接下来想讲到的是上帝的掌权，他的权柄不是只是在某些东西上，而是在世界万物他都掌权。
Nothing is out of his control.
没有任何的东西是超过他管理的范围的。
Yes, he created the heaven and earth many years ago, long time ago, but he is still in control even today.
他在创世的时候创造了天地，他到今天仍然掌权管理。
So whatever you are encountering in your life is under his control.
所以我们生命当中任何的经历都在他的管理当中，都在他的权柄里面。
And of course, the fourth one, let's see, the speaking God, the God who speaks.
所以接下来看到的是上帝是说话的上帝。
His word we just talked about, his word is powerful.
他的话语是有能力的。
So if we want to have the power of God, we want to experience the power of God, this is it. If you don't read the word of God and you have the power of God, I don't know what kind of power it is. Maybe the Red Bull or something, caffeine or something.
所以如果你想要经历上帝的大能，上帝的话语就是我们经历上帝大能的媒介。如果你没有上帝的话语，你就说你有能力的话，你可能是喝了什么能量饮料。
The word, of course, is not to be just memorized, mastered. The word of God has to be implanted into your own life. That's where the power of God will come to life.
那要经历上帝的大能怎么样？不是只是说我们知道上帝的话语，而是要让上帝的话语深植我们的心里面。
Okay, so we talk about the personal God, the only God, the sovereignty God, the speaking God. The last one is the one actually the devil attacks the most.Is the goodness of God. He's a good God.
所以我们刚看到上帝是有位格的上帝，他是唯一的创造者，他是掌权的上帝，他是说话的上帝。最后一个是撒旦最喜欢攻击的一个方式，就是上帝是良善的上帝。
We've just mentioned the good has been repeated many times. That shows when God creates, when God put everything in order, everything is good, and God enjoys it.
所以刚刚讲到上帝在创造这些世界的东西的时候，他不断的重复讲到万物是善的，是良善的，好的。
It more like chapter 2 and chapter 3, but I can basically give you a preview of this thing. God basically gave everything the human being needs and all his creation needs to survive, not to survive, but to thrive.
所以上帝他创造各样的万物是为了让人类可以不只是 去享受，更是去在当中有很丰盛的生命。
He's good.
他是良善的上帝。
Even if we created the tree of knowledge, he doesn't want the people to go there to gather forbidden fruit. He's still good.
即便他创造了这个分别善恶树的这个树，然后不让人去吃那个果子，他仍然是良善的。
Oh, the devil just attacked Eve, just saying that.God is actually not that good. You know, he gave you everything, yes, but he left the most important thing. He didn't want you to get the most important, most valuable thing to you. He's not that good.
那撒旦他在诱惑夏娃的时候，他其实伎俩就是说，上帝其实不想给你最好的，上帝不想给你全部的东西。
Yeah,
上帝的良善是被攻击的。
Yeah, that's something that happened to us all the time. We experience this life. We have some difficulties in life and problems, or trial, tribulations in our life. All of a sudden, we think that God may not be that good. He either doesn't know what's going on, or doesn't care, or he's powerless. He's not good enough, or he's not powerful enough.
所以我们在经历人生各样的挑战的时候，我们常常会被挑战，会问这些问题：上帝人是良善的吗？他如果是全知的，他是全能的吗？他是善的吗
？So from the creation narrative, I believe some of the cell groups is going to look at some of this, the characteristics of God, talk about, who God is. I would challenge you to meditate on these things through the creation narrative. God is a God who speaks. God is a God who is personal.God is God who has sovereignty. God is the only one true God, and God is a good God.
所以我知道有些小组可能我们之后会有一些讨论针对这些经文，但想大家思考的就是神是谁？他是一个说话的上帝，他是有位格的上帝，他是唯一的上帝，掌权的上帝，他也是良善的上帝。
Believe it or not, that's my second point. That's God.
这是我的第二点。
And the third one is the world. So God created the world. What does that world look like? What does it mean?How do we know the world?
那第三点讲到的是上帝所创造的世界，我们怎么认识这个世界
？So the first thing is that the world actually God created the world. The world is real. It's not like illusion, not like imitation. It's not like something that's not true.
所以上帝创造这个世界不是虚拟的，是一个实质的。
These days, if you really get into any belief system, you want to get really deep.Either you talk about a yoga or Eastern religion, New Age movement, all those things. When they talk about this world, they have a tendency to say the world is not what it is. It's not actually real.
所以，如果你今天想去认识别的宗教信仰的话，你会发现他们很常会这样说：说这个世界其实是虚无的，是不真实的。
That the whole idea climaxes in the movie called Matrix. You ever watch the Matrix movie?
那这个最经典的就是在一个叫《骇客任务》《骇客效应》的这部电影。
That movie came out in what year?
2002.
Before you born? 2002, somewhere around there. That's the Y2K kind of thing. So the whole movie is like what you see is actually not real. When you have your inner will, you have your power.You can basically transcend in all the real things. You can dodge the bullet. You can do all this type of things. As long as the world is not real, the bullets are not real. You can use your will to control everything. That's what I got that out of Matrix.
所以这个电影国内叫《黑客帝国》，台湾叫骇客任务，讲的就是这整个他们所在的这个世界都是虚无的。但是你达到一个层级的时候，你就可以超越这个世界。
So the physical laws, basically, that as we know it, the physical laws and the limitations that we have are basically not real. That's what the Matrix is really trying to show you.
所以这个黑客帝国里面想讲的，好像就是这些世界上的物理定律这些东西都是不存在，都是虚假的。
And we can basically transcend, I mean, go above and beyond the physical world by doing some faith thing. I call that faith thing.
所以透过某些宗教信仰的一些磨练，我们可以根据这些黑客帝国的这个电影里面讲的是，我们可以超越这些物理定律。
Biblically, the world that God created is real. It has a physical laws. It has its order. It has its limitations. Everything that we can study, that we can experience, is real. And don't you think you have some special power to go above and beyond the law God has set up?
所以圣经上创造的呢，圣经上讲的上帝的创造其实是真实的，是有物理定律的，是有次序的，也是有限制的。所以我们不能说想象自己多厉害就突然变超人。
Christians, interestingly, Christians are the most realist compared to any other faith system.
所以基督教这个其实很有意思的是，比其他任何的信仰都更有真实性。
I don't know why Christians are called heavenly minded and worldly useless. I don't know. Because the world that God created, God gave it to us for us to subdue and for us to manage. And we're going to talk about the science momentarily. God gave us the laws. God gave us the heart to study it, to cultivate it, to improve it. We should be, and we have been, the Christians, the most realistic human beings on earth. We're not thinking the world is a fake or illusion. We treat the world as it is, and we improve it, and we have science and technology coming out of it. Christians should take all the credit for that.
所以很多时候有人说基督徒是只定睛在天上，然后在地上的事都跟我们没有关系，其实这是不对的，因为圣经上讲的是上帝创造这些万物都是给人来管理的，所以你思考这些世界上的进步，世界上的管理，这科技科学，这些都是基督徒很大的贡献的。
Yeah, so that will bring us to the second point, that the world is orderly designed.
所以第二点讲到是上帝按照次序来创造这个世界。
Let's see the evening and the morning, not just once, but the regularly, faithfully, and continually, even today. Evening and morning, what does that mean? That means God set up an order. Is it going to happen this way? Is it going to happen like that all the time?
所以上帝在创造的时候，那七天里面就讲到有晚上，有早晨，这样子的次序从起初到今日仍然存在。
That's actually the basis for modern science.
这也是今日科学的一个基础。
If you talk about science, there were two things in science. One, you got to repeat it. Natural science, that's what I'm talking about. You got to repeat it, and you have to quantify it, right? That's called a science. You can publish a paper, Lian Jie. If Lian Jie published a paper, cannot be repeated, and when his lab results coming out of this Liberty University cannot be repeated in Bangladesh, he's probably fabricating his data, right?
所以根据自然科学这个学术的基础，就是这些定律，这些他们所测量所预测的东西是可以重复的，然后可以数量化的。那如果这些东西是不可以重复、不可数量化的，这些东西就是不科学的，所以很可能就是虚假，就是人造出来的。
The data you obtain based on your observable natural law have to be repeated somewhere else. It doesn't really matter where, if here or India or California or China, because why? Because the orderly designed physical world. You have a physical law that's true for everywhere and anyone. That's the basis for modern science.
所以这个科学的基础呢，就是我们在自然定律里面所观察到这些数据，应该不管在这里、在国内、在任何地方，都是可以重复的一个数据。那这个原因主要是因为万物都在创造的时候有不同的物理定律。
Yeah, and if you're pregnant, you don't pray that, let's pray we're not give a birth to a rat. No, come on. You're a human being. You're going to give a birth to a human being. Why? Because that's orderly designed. That's designed by the DNA, through the DNA, if you will.
举个例子的话，如果你怀孕的时候，你不会说主啊，求你保守我不会生出一只老鼠，因为人类的上帝创造人类的定律就是人类生人类，这个是自然定律。
So we just mentioned the order. God created nature, which is ruled by the animals, which is ruled by the human beings, which is ruled by God. So you have the order: God, human, animals, and nature. That's the order of creation.
所以我们看到上帝在创造的时候他所设立的一个制度一个次序，就是上帝创造了自然，这些自然万物是被动物所管理，那动物是被人所管理，人是被神所管理。
It's very relevant for us, because if you want to find your purpose and value in you, and a lot of young people trying to, what's my purpose of living in it? Just basically live as what God created you, as a human being, to cultivate,to subdue and to rule over the nature, the natural world. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to be doing something out of order. What does that mean? I want to be God. I want to be over everything. So when you are out of your order, you're going to lose your purpose in your life.
所以我们人类被创造的时候，我们很多人在寻找目的，在寻找我们的价值。其实我们要做的就是活出上帝创造人的意义，就是去管理万物。那但是我们常常我们不可以去超过我们自己的次序跟我们权柄的范围，说我们自己想当上帝。
This what is this? either called the remote control, whatever you call it. That's what his purpose. Someone made this thing as a remote control. Okay, that's his purpose, that's his value. But if I use this as a weapon, first of all, it's not going to, you know, be very effective. Second of all, it's bad for this thing. So if you want to do, if you want to become something that's out of the order, it becomes bad. You're going to lose your purpose. I give you another example. I mean, this thing has four legs. I mean, you can put that the wheel in there. This is a chair, but this is not created as a car. If you use this thing, put the wheel underneath it, you use it as a car on the highway, you're going to be very dead very quickly. So things are created in that order for that purpose. So everything that's being created has to fulfill the purpose based on what they are created, the order that by which they are created.
所以万物都被创造都是有目的的。举例，刚牧师拿那个遥控器，它的目的就是要来遥控东西，不能拿来捅人，捅人没有用，然后就滥用了这个物质的目的。那椅子，如果你加了一个轮胎，说把它变车子，你放在高速公路上面，很快就会出事。所以每个东西都有它创造的目的和它该做的样子。
And the third thing is good. We talk about God is good. Now we talk about the natural world is good.
那接下来讲到这个上帝所创造的这个万物是好的。
So material and physical reality God created is good.
所以上帝所创造的物质的这个世界是好的。
Laboring, working in the reality, the physical world is actually good. That's what God called us to do. We have a job to do. We're going to talk about humanity.We have a job to do. It's actually good.
所以其实人在世界上这个物质的世界里面工作的时候，这是一个很好的一件事情。
Christian has a tendency to think that the spirit is good and the material is bad. We need to reject the material world to become more spiritual. That's not biblical.
所以很多时候基督徒会认为属灵的东西都是好的，属物质的全部都是不好的，所以我们要拒绝属物质的。但是其实圣经上并不是这样教导的。
We think, some Christians think the manual labor is demeaning, sex is dirty and polluting, and we think the suffering in the physical world is bad, we need to avoid. All those things, God created as a physical reality, God called them good. So the labor is actually good. Sex is really, really good.And all the suffering is actually bad because you suffer through the physical reality. So if we change our mentality about the physical world to the biblical way, all of a sudden your way of living in this life becomes a little different.
所以圣经上的这个教导其实很多时候基督徒会误会，基督徒认为比如说劳动工作辛苦是不好的。或者甚至说性这个东西是不好的，或者是但圣经上讲说劳动是好的，性也是好的。那当然，世界上的愁苦其实是罪的结果。但是我们要学习用圣经的价值跟眼光来看这个世界。
The most direct evidence is the resurrection is bodily resurrection. When Jesus Christ came to this earth and he resurrected, he just doesn't give a spiritual reality. He's bodily resurrected.And we are going to be bodily resurrected as well. So body is actually good.
所以圣经上也讲到耶稣的复活不是只是一个灵性上的复活，它是真的有一个属肉体的复活。所以当基督徒我们信耶稣的时候，我们不只是我们灵里面被更新，我们未来也有一个身体的复活。
I don't know if Jay remember this, as when we had the Bible study on Friday, long time ago, someone brought up this question, in heaven,Do we still have a job to do, like doing works? Do we still have a job to do? I didn't know how to answer the question because, you know, in heaven, you're doing all the music thing, you enjoy, you're happy. It looks like you are just sitting in front of TV all day long. It's like a couch potato kind of heaven. No, now we're more biblical now. This is before fall, okay? That's before the sin comes into the world. Labor is actually very, very good. I believe in heaven, every single one of us, we're going to be very busy doing something based on our gifts and calls, we're going to be busy, and it's good busy. So it's not like couch potato busy, no busy, lazy.
对，曾经有人在小组查经的时候问过一个问题，说，我们到天国的时候还有工作要做吗？那其实我们去思考一下哈，我们并不是上天去天国的时候，我们就每天坐在那里无所事事的看电视享受人生，而是劳苦劳动其实是好的。我们在天国的时候，应该是会按照我们上帝给我们不同的恩赐去做上帝要我们做的不同的工，所以这是好的。
So that's the second one, the third one, We talk about the creation narrative, we talk about God, different characteristics of God, we talk about the creation world. And we're going to skip wondrous and awesome, we're going to get to the humanity. I mean, that's the climax of a creation on day six.
那刚看到神的创造是有目的、有价值的，也是良好的。那接下来我们来看人类的创造的目的。
If Christians,And if we, as human beings, if we don't get this straight, we are so confused. We're going to be so confused.
那作为人类，如果我们不把我们被创造的这个目的跟呼召给了解的话，我们会活得非常的没有方向。
The first thing is, the human being is involves a deeper creative act, basically.
所以上帝在圣经里面讲的就是人类被创造的时候是不同的创造方式。
When God created heaven and earth, He says it, it's done. But when it comes to humanity, they let us to make humans, and they are made in an image of God. So God actually put a lot of effort in the creation of human beings.
所以上帝创造人类的时候不是说像创造天地一样用说的而已，上帝是说我们要用我们的形象造人，是有花更多的心思在里面的。
And not only that, He gave us a job to do. It's not like we are created in His image, and we have a job to do.
圣经上说，我们被创造的时候，不只是有神的形象，更是有一个职责在那里。
So at least two things when it comes to the human being creation. Once we got to the chapter 2 and 3, we talk about the gender and the sex and all those things.But at least in chapter 1, two things for human beings. One is the dignity. God created human beings in His image. God didn't create anything else in His image except human beings.
所以从第一章，创世纪第一章，我们就看到神既然造人，是用他的形象造人，那第一看到人类的这个人格是尊贵的。
That's actually why we talk about human rights, because we are created by Him.Supernatural being a God and in His image. That's why we talk about human rights. If you are using the evolutionary way of atheistic creation narrative, everything just come out of accident and the survival of the fittest, I mean, you have no rights. If Patrick is not producing in this society, you should be eliminated. I mean, you're getting old, you're taking a social security and all those things, you become a big liability for society.We need to get rid of you based on evolutionary way of thinking, right? He's nodding, yes.
所以圣经上讲到，人既然是被上帝创造的，这个今天我们所讲的人权就是有个基础的，人权的基础就基于人是被上帝创造的。如果是照着世界上所讲的这个进化论来讲，是随机的，是适者生存的。当这个人没有对社会有足够的贡献的时候，就应该把这个人给淘汰掉。
We respect this human being not because he's productive. We respect this human being because he is created in the image of God. It doesn't really matter if Patrick is strong enough or he's disabled or losing his eye, the limbs and stuff. We treat him as the creation of God. So if you do not have the creation narrative, the human beings have the dignity, you lose human rights. Quickly, very quickly.
所以当我们在思考这个人是不是该 被尊重的时候，我们并不是说这个人，他到底有没有做多少好事， 有多少对社会的贡献，而是基于这个人是上帝创造的，他的人权，他的人生的价值就在那里。
And the second thing, we have a calling. So human beings are not just having fun. We have a job to do. We are called to do something. What are we doing?So the first thing is to serve God by cultivating, by managing the world, by caring for and cultivating the creation. We are called to rule over the world and cultivating and improving this world.
所以圣经上讲到，人类也有一个呼召，这个呼召就是有个职责，我们是要透过管理世界，透过帮助这个世界进步，我们来服侍我们的上帝。
So when you talk about your job selections, talk about your future career or anything like that, you probably need to ask the question: the job I'm doing is not, I'm not thinking about how much I'm paid. I'm thinking about how much I can contribute to the well-being of this world because that's what we are called to do.
所以当我们在找工作的时候，其实你会发现。我们会在这样子的思维，圣经的思维里面的时候，我们的找工作不是基于金钱的多寡，而是基于我们对社会能够有的贡献。
Because that's what we were created to be.
因为这是我们被创造的目的。
Of course, the second thing that we are called, we called to worship Him, to give His glory and give His praise.
那第二个讲到就是我们被创造的时候，我们是要来敬拜他，是把他的荣耀归给他。
When we live in this world, we want to reflect His character.
所以我们活在这个世界上的时候，我们要活出他的形象。
Justice, loving, caring, and of course you have the fruit of Holy Spirit in the Galatians 5:22.
所以我们当然知道，我们在要活出他的形象的时候，我们要活出他的公义、他的爱，还有圣灵果子里面所想的这些。
So you and I basically we do have a job to do. Yes, we have the dignity, but we need to get busy to love the people around you and to love God.That's basically what has been preached in through the New Testament and in Old Testament as well.
所以我们被创造的时候，是的，我们有我们的职责，我们有我们该做的事情。但最终我们活出的目的是要来爱神，来爱人。这是旧约、新约都讲的道理。
Take a look at this. If you spend a little time with the creation narrative, we got a lot of things coming out of it. I mean, we are talking about the creation, the God, the world, and us.All the way to your job selection and your future career, anything and everything coming out of this creation narrative.
所以我们在思考神是谁，神是什么，世界，我们人，还有人的价值，我们的工作，我们的职责等等的这些东西，都回到神起初创造的时候的设计。
Everything looks great so far. We have orders. We have a beautiful creation. God is happy. Human beings are fulfilled and satisfied.And before you know it, a trouble will come in.
那从我们目前读到的经文来讲，我们看到这个世界是被创造的很美好的，是有次序的。那人也享受在当中，上帝也享受在当中。但是我们知道后面马上，经文就出现，就有问题出现了。
Yeah, we talk about salvation. Christians talk about the salvation, redemption all the time. But if you look at the redemption, the salvation from a creation perspective, you can see this way: God creates.And the human being uncreates, and God recreates. That's basically based on Ephesians. God created new human beings because the old one fell. So God creates, human uncreates, God recreates.
所以如果从个救恩的角度来思考上帝的创造的话，我们看到起初上帝创造了，那人在犯罪的时候，其实把上帝的创造给反过来了，这个次序反过来了。那接下来上帝来救赎世界的时候，他又是再造、重造。
Why do I say that? Because when Jesus came to this world, he didn't preach about his death and resurrection. He said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent." That's what he preached. The kingdom of God is the kingdom God created before and God lost in human sin. He's going to bring that whole thing back here.
所以耶稣来到世界上的时候，他没有。一开始没有传道的时候，没有讲他自己的死跟复活，他讲到的是神的国近了，他要讲的是上帝要重新的创造的这个制度、这个社会、这个宇宙要近了。
So the church and the Christian community is supposed to be like the one God has intended from the very beginning. We are going all the way back to creation. Isn't that an exciting and beautiful thing and powered by God Himself?
所以我们在思考神的教会、神的百姓的我们的生命的时候，我们是回到圣经起初上帝创造的这个次序，这是很美的一件事情。
This is chapter one. We shall go to chapter two and three and four. Eventually, we're going to see what's God's plan in His in the book of Genesis.
所以我们在这边看到第一二章讲到这个上帝的创造，后面我会讲二到三四章。更多的故事，那今天我们讲的就是神的创造。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the chapter that you give us.
父神，我们感谢你，给我们今天的章节。
Oh, you brought us all the way back to the in the beginning.
主啊，你把我们带回起初创造的样的世界。
Lord, stir our heart once we as we read through your book of Genesis.
Give us 挑旺我们的心。
Praising heart and give us a humble heart, and most of all, give us a loving heart toward you and toward the people around us.
主啊，让我们在思考你的创造的时候，让我们有更谦卑、更荣耀你的心，也让我们能够有更多的爱给我们周围的人。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe if you like our content. One in Christ is a multi-ethnic church. You're more than welcome to join us and to worship our Lord together. And we'd like to hear your unique stories with Jesus in the future.